Well, hello, hello. Welcome back to Leverage, where we talk about how to work smarter, not harder, and create effortless influence in every area of your life. And today, I want to call you out on something. Actually, you know what? I want to call us out, because I used to do this too. You know those books you keep buying but never actually read? Or the saved for later screenshots piling up in your camera roll? Yeah. Those ones, the ones that you never check, or that Pinterest board, that IG collection, or that folder of notes filled with ideas you swore you'd get to someday. Right, those ones that you actually never get to at all. What if I told you this isn't just about learning, productivity, or being busy? What if this is actually just about not trusting yourself? I had this epiphany the other day, and honestly, you know what I think? I feel like I'm onto something. Hear me out. What if it's not that you're so passionate about learning, but that you secretly believe you're not ready yet? I actually wrote that in my journal, because what if that's the real case? That you don't know enough, that you need to collect more, prepare more, consume more before you can actually act. But the idea is, it's your basically subconscious or conscious mind trying to tell you, hey, I think you're not ready yet. It's just plain fear. So today, we're breaking a cycle, and I'm giving you the one simple habit that changed everything for me. A strategy so simple, it's silly. Yet, it's one of the most high-leverage things you can actually do. So let's get into it. Okay, so the real reason you keep collecting knowledge. I mean, the surface level excuse versus real psychology. Let's break it down. If you ask most people, why do you keep buying books, saving ideas, and hoarding content? Well, they'll say things like, I just love learning. I want to improve myself. I'm passionate about new ideas. It all sounds great, right? But here's the thing. Let's be real for a second. If that were really the reason, you'd actually use what you saved. You'd actually go back and looked at it. But instead, those books sit on your bookshelf collecting dust. And the ideas stay in your notes app. The courses go unwatched. And here's the truth. You don't trust yourself to be ready. You feel like you need more information before you take action. You're waiting for the perfect timing that will actually never come. And here's the thing. You are getting into the information overload paralysis. What is that? Well, let me tell you. What happens when you constantly collect knowledge but never actually apply it? Well, you feel overwhelmed. You start thinking, hey, I need to learn even more before I start. And so you put yourself into that loop. And then you lose confidence because you're not making any real progress. And so you actually start doubting yourself even more and stop trusting yourself. The worst part? It feeds into the imposter syndrome over and over again. It creates this vicious cycle. You keep seeing all the things you haven't learned yet. And instead of seeing all of the things you already know or could act on today, you keep shaming yourself for not taking action and then going into the loop that you need just a little bit more information, a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more of something else. Now, here's the thing. As Hormozi says, we need to be reminded more than we need to be taught. And that's the real leverage. The truth about learning, well, there is a saying that changed my perspective on this. We don't need to be taught as much as we need to be reminded. And most of the time, you're actually not lacking new information. You're lacking trust in yourself to apply what you already know. And trust me, I get there too. I consistently collect knowledge because I just want to be overprepared. I just want to be very prepared for every single possible scenario. But guess what? That's literally not possible, ever. And the best way to learn and actually iterate your progress is by doing and taking action. Think about it. How many books have you read that told you the same core principles? In fact, probably this year it hit me that I've read the same five books that are really talking about the same core principles. Yes, they're written a different way, but they are talking about the same principle in psychology, the same principles in marketing. They might look at it at a different angle, but here's the thing. It's the same information. How many courses repeat things you already kind of knew, but never just took action on? How often do you get this, right, I knew that before. That's a good reminder. Or how often do you relearn something and think, damn, I knew that already. Why didn't I just do it? We don't need more new information. Often, we just need to actually use what we already have. And that's how we will acquire better information in the long run. Now, there is such thing as a save for later effect. I like now to give sticky names. So save for later effect is something that I'm trying to get away from. And the reason why is because, well, I collect a lot of screenshots on my phone about processes and frameworks and things and recipes. And guess what? I never actually go back and look at them. When was the last time you actually went back and reviewed all of those links, screenshots, Pinterest boards, all of those ideas? Most of us never do. And I am one of those people. But we keep hoarding this inspiration, information without ever integrating it into our lives, which leads to more anxiety for a lot of people. Now, this leads me to bring you the biggest hack I've implemented. Are you ready for it? It's super simple. So what I do now is a monthly review. Okay, and it changed everything. Now, it's a simple system. I mean, I like call it a system, but honestly, it's just something you do. You take 20 minutes at the end of the month. And before you add more stuff into your cup, you want to make sure that you make space in your camera roll, in your Pinterest boards, basically any usual places where you keep ideas. Maybe it's a physical journal, but I started once a month. It's like a ritual, and it's completely changed everything. How I learn, how I create. So instead of endlessly collecting more and more, what I do is I sit down for 20 minutes and I review what I already saved. And every month I go through my screenshots, my save for later links, my IG and Pinterest collections or save folders, my notes app, and my camera roll of any screenshots or usually just pictures from that month. The other thing I started doing is deleting duplicate photos. A, it's good for my memory, but also it became like a cool ritual where I actually remind myself how many things I was able to accomplish this month. Because a lot of the times, weeks go by really fast, months go by really fast. And I realized that I actually can't pinpoint what actually happened. But obviously I take pictures, obviously I take screenshots, obviously I use my phone like all of us do. What I started doing is 20 minutes. I look through all of the things that happened that month, all of the things and ideas that I collected over the past month. And it actually creates either a plan of action, or it allows me to get inspired again, create more room in my schedule for that thing that I wanted to try and actually fit it into my schedule. And all the things that I'm not really excited about anymore, I just remove. Now, there's three questions that I like to ask. What still excites me? Or is this still exciting to me if I see a picture or a link? What feels relevant now? Or is this irrelevant now? And what's something I can act on right now? The other thing, the other habit that I have is I love hacking people's ads or looking at other people's ads. And a lot of the times when it's a good ad or a good promotion or a good offer, I would always copy the link to the ad and I will save it. But here's the thing, whether it's a challenge or 48-hour offer, whatever that is, usually by the time I get back to that link, by the end of the month, those offers already expired. So it's also a good way to not waste your money. If you ever think about buying something, just take that link, put it aside, and see if you remember it in a few weeks. And if you still do, maybe you still want that thing. But most often, I forget about stuff, so I just remove them. Now, why does this work, you'd ask? Well, it forces clarity and action in your brain. It basically forces your brain to organize things or reorganize them and clean them up. And what it does, it filters out the noise and highlights what actually matters to you, either now or based on your future self. Now, some things you'll realize as you go through this process, you will realize that those things were fleeting excitement, okay? That they weren't important, they were just something that you thought about in the moment, but you weren't really serious. Some things will still light you up, okay? Those are your clues. Some things you would still be excited, whether it's a project, whether it's art or a hobby or a fitness class or a new studio or a new restaurant you wanted to check out. Those things will ignite you and you will take action after seeing it for the second time, reminding yourself how excited you were. You will actually take that step to maybe making that rezo, booking that class, getting that membership. And most importantly, you'll find things that you already kind of doing now, okay? You're ready to take action on now instead of waiting for someday. Now, it might be a sample class or a sample trial of something, okay? But it'll bring you closer to that future version of yourself. Now, I think this is the highest leverage learning hack I've ever implemented in the past 3 years, okay? Because instead of constantly adding to my mental clutter and giving myself like a cozy blanket of, hey, I'm learning. I'm actually not learning. Unless I'm actually reading the book that I bought, I'm not learning. I'm just making myself feel cozy inside, thinking that maybe one day. But instead of constantly adding to my mental clutter, I'm actually integrating and acting on what matters to me most. And I have no guilt removing all of the other stuff that I'm not excited about anymore. So here's my thing for you. Stop preparing for that someday occasion and start trusting yourself now. Again, sometimes you just have to be reminded more than you actually need to be taught. And so if you take one thing from this episode, let it be this. You already have everything you need to start. You don't need more books. You don't need more courses. You don't need more strategies. You need to start using what you already have and what you already know. Start treating your saved content like a gold mine, not a storage unit. That is probably a great episode name. Gold mine, not a storage unit. All right. Here's the reality. What I want you to do is set a reminder once a month in your calendar, or it could be an alarm clock, whatever you're using, whether it's physical calendar or a digital calendar or an alarm on your phone. Once a month, review your saved content. Pick one thing to act on immediately and stop hoarding and collecting knowledge, okay? Start leveraging it. And if this episode hit home for you, screenshot it, tag me in it. Just kidding. Don't screenshot it, okay? Don't screenshot it. Just listen to it. Don't even save it. Just go act on something. Pick up that book on the shelf that you've been meaning to read. Register for that pottery class or for that yoga studio that you've been meaning to check out, okay? Make that reso at a restaurant or a coffee shop or plan a date with your friend. Do that new spot that you really wanted to go to but just haven't had a chance to. What's one idea or book you're finally going to implement? Let me know in the comments, because trust me, your leverage isn't in the next thing you learn. It's in the things you already know but haven't used yet. See you next time.